Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Frozen, frozen heroes. Gonna tell you about frozen, frozen heroes. Gonna tell you about
comic books,
costumes,
facts,
boots,
and other stuff.
Welcome in to Bros, Foes, and Heroes. I'm Zach, joined as always by the magnificent Mr. Mike.
Old Man New Year.
That is true. This is the first day.
Is it Old Man Old Year?
Oh, well, no, I mean, it's New Day, New Year. This is, we're in 2024.
But what I'm saying is, like, you've got, the baby.
Old Man Old Year fits, very fittingly.
You've got the baby.
Yeah, the baby New Year. It's and father time.
What? Okay, so it's father time. So what happens to him? Where does he go?
He just gets old.
Yeah, but like, does he stick around?
Father time's always, yeah, I guess.
So he just keeps getting older?
Yeah.
Until when? Until
he's,
what?
He's no longer old? I don't know.
All right, hang on. What?
That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
If that doesn't put you in the mood.
Oh, we got
second stanza.
I know. No.
Same as the first.
It's the same joke I was going to make. Ooh. Oh,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Busy Brit with a bad cover of Auld Lang Syne.
There you go.
Hope you're all having a wonderful New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, motherfucker. No.
Hey, we talked about Rubber Band Man a lot for Christmas.
That's
Why
true.
Not just...
That's true. And we got some Auld Lang Syne.
So, usually people think, all right, we'll start off the new year with, you know, something new.
Yeah.
I thought when I was doing this that this was going to come on the 31st. I realized it's going to be the first. So, we'll just go with it anyway.
Yeah.
Because that means then that we're going to have 5 shows in the month of January.
Oh, wow.
So, I can still plan, because I'll tell you after this, we're getting into 2017's Mr. Miracle for January.
Oh, very nice.
We'll break that down. There's 12 issues in the whole series, so it'll be 3 issues an episode. We'll knock that out in January. And then February, I've already planned, Mike, because going over this list made me realize how much I know that I've missed them, and I think you've missed them, too.
Oh, I've missed a lot.
And it's perfect for the month of February. I think we're going to have some more romance comics.
Oh, very nice. I love the smell of romance in the morning.
There's nothing like somebody wanting to get a divorce because you had stubble in the morning.
This is not the guy I married.
Yes. Oh, this monster. This beast. But a lot of great stuff to look forward to. But what I decided
just
to do.
Short-term memory issues.
That could be
I think
it
that's
too.
What it was, you know.
Is usually.
Kicked in the head by a donkey.
Oh,
probably is what it
well,
is.
Well, that could for sure be.
Yeah.
But maybe she'll meet twins that have telepathy.
Telepathic twins.
That is another podcast. If you haven't
listened
to.
You don't know what we're talking about. Good for you.
Well.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a podcast on the Rogue Media Network podcast of families called Jennifer Love Hewitt. Please come on our podcast.
Please be on our show.
Please be on our show. Sorry.
Yeah.
It would help if I would.
It doesn't matter, honestly. Wow. Brazil, it's called something else, so it's fine. Brazil, it's called Stupid Americans Do Dumb Things.
But it's filled with fantastic stories, and she bought the Moby Dick of plums the
She
other
bought a
day.
Big plum. Yeah, she bought a big plum, and her friend Sarah Michelle Gellar called her about it.
So it's great
stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Most people usually do a year-end review to end the year.
Yep.
So with it being, though, the absolute first of the year, it makes we haven't done anything in 2024, so we might as well just still look back on 2023.
That's right.
And so I thought it would be great if I went through all the many there's a lot we cover. I'm probably going to miss a few things here or there, but just all the many comics we covered over the last year of 2023.
You know,
and
what?
Just see of how many of these stuck with you.
Yeah. You know what hasn't changed?
What's that?
Is I'm afraid I didn't hit record.
I was honestly about to ask you that. Okay, well, so I'm going to hold. Yeah, no, we'll leave this in because this is part of the show. And this is what you call filling as Mike goes and checks. Oh, we're recording, everyone.
Good deal. Did it.
So,
2024 is off to a bang.
Yeah, so 10 minutes in and we're still good.
That's right. We haven't started the show yet. Yeah.
But, so I think that it's perfect for us to go ahead and take a look back at what we covered in 2023 and see what all, if any of this stuck with Mike and just the things, the funny things that we remember from all this.
Absolutely agree.
January, I know that I went back and I started with a whole, like, you know, new year, let's look at some origin stories. We covered Superman number one, which was a collection of the first couple Superman stories. And the biggest thing that I remember from that was that Superman was born in Cleveland. He didn't land in Kansas.
I do remember that. Yeah. That was weird as hell.
It is. So, and he was very much like he drugged like somebody to take their place to pretend to be them.
Oh,
remember all this?
Yeah.
It was Superman was very weird. See, this is what I expect a lot of this.
Yeah,
episode.
Just a lot of We
also covered early Batman from Detective Comics 27 mm-hmm. to 38 and Batman number one. Mm-hmm. I remember he killed a lot of people early on.
Yeah, he was super violent.
He was. Like, there's that one where he's, like, swinging out of a window and he kicks the dude in the head. Uh-huh. And he only has, like, the sound bubble of the neck snapping.
Right.
So he was a violent killer.
He kicked him in the head and it said, paralysis. And then that was it. He flew away.
Oh, man. And then, see, January wasn't anything like too weird or crazy. We kind of stayed on board. We had, then we talked about Namor and Aquaman.
We're just talking about this year.
This is all just 2023. This is all just 2023.
Yeah.
And Namor realized when covering that is just Roman backwards.
Roman backwards.
But we did find out that
it doesn't have the same ring to it.
No.
Roman, here comes Roman backwards.
No, it doesn't. He does predate Aquaman by a good 2-3 years, I think we found out there. Yeah. Funny enough, Bill Everett.
I like him better.
It's Bill Everett, who Namor, I kind of do too, is the one who created Namor.
He's more serious. You know, like Aquaman, this is a hot take. You ready? Mm-hmm. I don't like Aquaman movies. I think they suck.
That's
fine. I'm not great with them. That's not my Aquaman. You know?
Who is your Aquaman, the Justice Friends
my
Aquaman?
Aquaman is, Super Friends.
Super
Friends,
Aquaman. Sorry. You want the one that...
Whoa! Hang on 1 second. Hello, Casey Jones. Oh, hang on. Hello, Casey Jones. Hang on 1 second. Hang on. All right, now, what are you saying?
Well, I got to check. This is about how sometimes my life goes.
Sure.
I got a text from the thing that the box shop said the box ready, and said the only last problem they had was they couldn't get the front brake to work with the gyro.
Oh.
Now, to a layperson, that probably sounds like a pretty bad deal.
Sure, it does.
To somebody. Who kind of knows what's going on, you realize that the gyro is meant to work with the back brake.
Oh, yeah, that's not great then.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell all the listeners of Bros, Foes, and Heroes hello.
Hello, Bros, Foes, and Heroes.
Thank you, Casey Jones. we were just recording our year-end or our 2024 look back at 2023 episode. And
very good.
We realized that Batman was a murderer when we first met him. He was snapping people's necks and stuff.
Well, yeah, he was. You know, he was trying real hard to not kill people, but eventually, at some point.
Well, you get fed up.
I mean,
up.
If you really,
yeah, we just had enough of these.
Yeah,
people.
I mean, all these there people. Could be some snap necks where I'm going.
Sure, there could be some snap necks. That's right. Snap necks and misaligned bicycles.
I'm here to pick up my bike.
Oh, Batman. That's fantastic. All right, man. Well, be careful getting your bike.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right, man. See you. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You got a little reprieve from us.
I don't know what.
With Casey Jones.
I know a little bit about what he was talking about.
Bicycle.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. So Casey Jones used to be a big BMX rider.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah. And then life happened, and now he's not. But he's continued to buy BMX bicycles all along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had all these bicycles in a in the boxes still, like in storage. And then he went to see his doctor, and his doctor's like, yeah, you need to get some exercise. And so he's like, well, okay. So I'll take these things, get them worked on, and see if I can't break my back.
Yeah.
So he took it to a place here in town, and then they apparently screwed it up.
Yeah.
So there you go. Hey, by the way, Aquaman. I think that's where we left off. This show, it's a mess.
It is. Hey, it's a fitting. This is, if this is the first episode you're listening to, then it's going to prepare you for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's not bad, honestly. We
we have a good show, but we have fun, and it goes off the rails sometimes.
Yeah, we're unfiltered. By the way, anybody who's listening to this, we get a lot of that here. People come in, and they're just like, oh, I don't know if you want to give me a show. I am just so unfiltered. You never know what I'm going to say. Shut up. No, we know exactly what you're going to say. It's the same words everybody else says.
Yeah, usually the ones that you have to worry about are the ones who don't tell you that they are. Yes,
very much so. Yeah.
You'll learn that that's how it is a lot of ways in life. It's usually the people you have to worry about being certain ways are the ones who don't tell you they are certain ways.
They are not going
to
tell you that because then they wouldn't get away with it.
Yep. All right, so Namor and Aquaman. Let's go ahead and dive into February where things started spicing up a bit.
Hopefully my mother will call in the middle of this one or something.
This is going to be an extravagance.
We're taking calls today.
We should just randomly call people throughout. It's our New Year's extravaganza.
Oh, yeah.
So we talk about what we do.
We have
just
guests.
We talk to people. Should I go connect? I could. No, too much. Here we go.
You know what you do need, though?
What's that? More
things. Hey everyone, this is Stu Fuchs from Ukulele Zen. I hope you're doing well. I wanted to take this moment and say thank you very much.
Wish
you a very happy new year. Thank you so much for being part of my YouTube channel and making it a place where
it's very zen-like.
People can come and relate to one another in the comment section.
Although,
in a very
friendly
way. Really appreciate all the support that you offer me on Patreon.
I don't know about
Thanks to everyone who's come to any one of my 35 live events across North America.
35 live events across North America.
Dude, he's killing it.
2019, that's 3 years ago.
One of the best years of my life.
Really 2019.
Thank you very much.
He doesn't know what's coming, does he? Yeah.
Very, very beautiful.
When I look back at this, I was so.
All blessings for the year to come.
This is going to be our most fucked show.
Look at him. He is. All right, for you people that can't see him, which is everyone.
This is a solid cover. I'm not going to lie.
He's like in a bathrobe.
I don't know about that.
It looks like or a kimono. Or is that a jacket? I don't know. Dude is taking his ukulele very seriously.
I don't know.
You should take your ukulele
very seriously. I don't
mind
that
at all. Yeah, okay.
All right, February. Oh, this is going to be a long episode.
Ah, you're
good. We went to Nemesis Reloaded, number one.
Yeah. Hey, you're
we
having
didn't
a
cover
baby.
The
Let's blow you up.
We didn't cover the rest Nemesis.
Is this the second Nemesis?
This is the second one. We covered the first issue. Like we talked about it a bit. It was good. It was a bit different. It just set up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So there was things that you kind of needed to know about the rest of like his world in a bit to make it all make sense.
Right.
It was not as over the top as the first one.
Yeah.
It was still good.
Yeah, I remember that.
Still solid, but yeah, we should probably, I'm sure at some point in time finish it, but we only covered the first one.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not super worried about Nemesis.
The one that the gem for me this year, and I have another one saved for this upcoming year too, is there's like a collection of comics that everybody knows are just awful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to waste all those at one point in time. Or it's some that everybody knows are bad and they've kind of been swept under the rug and it's up for me to pull them back out to remind everybody.
Okay.
One of them that we got to cover in February, which I loved we did, it was a 5-issue series.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like that was Trouble. Do you remember Trouble?
Oh, yeah. That one made me feel weird.
The covers were actual
like
models.
Softcore. Yeah, it was terrible.
We didn't know the age of the models, was very weird too. Because it was supposed to be kids right out of high school. So
yeah, I don't,
they looked younger than that.
No. Those kids were younger than that.
But it was a Marvel comic, and it was essentially about Peter Parker's parents.
Yeah.
And his Aunt May. And his Uncle Ben.
Not a big fan.
And it's essentially of how his dad, Richie, got his Aunt May pregnant. And in this world, Aunt May is really Peter's mom. But the comic as a whole was just very weird, and yeah, it was like try to be romance, but it wasn't right. It was
no, it just felt it, you felt like you needed a shower.
It was yeah, it was overly like I don't know, but it's worth the read just to be like
too sexualized. Yeah,
yeah. There's nothing better than seeing Aunt May holding a condom, being like, "You hit the jackpot, Tiger."
Boy, oh boy.
I say that in a way sounding like it's not that. It's just it's funny to me that it was a character like Aunt May that they're kind of redoing like
yeah, it's
this.
Like taking Grandma from the Tweety and Sylvester show and making
see,
her
I would be fine
hot,
with that too.
Lady.
I'd be fine with that too. Just don't try to make her be Sylvester's mom all of a sudden.
That's true. That would be really weird.
Yeah.
She's
somewhere on the internet.
Cat lady.
Somewhere on the internet it exists.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Rule 34.
Speaking of cat ladies, we'll get to some cat ladies later
too.
Great. And then we closed out February with some Frank Miller back-to-back. We had the fantastic Batman The Dark Knight Returns.
That is great.
Followed by the not-so-good Batman The Dark Knight Strikes Again.
Yeah.
Where it was like Robin turned himself into the Joker. Yeah. And
didn't
it
like
was
that.
It was all very overtly sexualized. But the main thing was the art. Do you remember the art from it? Here, I'll pull it up to remind you while we're doing this.
I just remember that it felt like a real stretch. You know, like, because Dark Knight Returns is, I mean, it's arguably one of the best comics ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's so well done with the art, the story, everything. But, yeah, any of that stuff after it, oof.
Yeah, I remember that we just thought the art looked so bad.
Yeah.
In The Dark Knight Strikes Again. And I'm trying to find.
Is that Frank Miller also?
Yes, it is. And remember, it was like where the Cat girl looked like
that.
Like she changed herself from Robin.
Yeah, that's awful looking, yeah.
And it was all overly styled. Oh, yeah, that's right. She carries Adam in her mouth. Remember to get rid of him.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But it was all very much that art style of just.
Like an eighth grader.
Yeah, kind
of. It's kind of what it felt. I mean, it just felt.
I want to try to find the Joker thing again, but it's a lot different and it's a lot angrier and just not. I don't know. Like, you can tell a lot happened in the time between when he did the first one and when he did the follow-up here.
Very much
because,
so.
Like, yeah, that's the art from it.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's just so, it just looks like scratches for the most part. It's just not done well.
Yeah, it's very stylized. Or I loved how, like, the beat-up is just more, beat-up Batman just looks more, like, scribbly.
Yeah,
but
I don't like it.
Anyway,
it reminds me of what are those scribble cartoons? Was it Bill Plimpton that used to do those scribbly cartoons? Anyway, I think he's the guy that did "My Spoon Is Too Big." That thing.
Oh, okay,
you remember that?
No,
you don't remember that?
No,
"My Spoon Is Too Big."
Mr. Bill?
No.
Oh, no. That's what your voice reminds me of.
Yeah, I know.
In March, we had a couple different things of. Jimmy Olsen. We started off with Superman is Jimmy Olsen's dad in a one-off story that we talked about a little bit last week too. That was just Superman is a terrible dad.
Don Hertzfeld. Sorry.
Oh,
he's the
yeah.
one that did "My Spoon Is Too Big."
No, I don't know that.
2008.
Oh, I thought it was older than that, but no, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I know you were in the middle of something. Don Hertzfeld is a guy that was hired to do these cartoon commercials for like Discovery Channel,
uh-huh.
And instead he turned in all this crap with like a banana and you know, the kid saying "My spoon's too big" and all this stuff. It's hilarious.
Okay.
If anybody wants to go look at it. "My spoon is too big."
I'll have to hunt stuff down. No, you're fine. In March, we covered the Jimmy Olsen stuff. We already talked a little bit last week about how just terrible of a dad Superman was.
Yeah, Superman's a dick.
And he, like, adopted him, but then overheard in, like, his Superman radio that a son would...
Superman radio!
That a son would kill Superman, and he was an idiot and thought S-O-N instead of S-U-N and realized, oh, well, I got to go fix something in the solar system out there.
K-S-O-P.
But I still don't want to adopt you, Jimmy. We also had more.
That's like, the one where he took all his trophies?
Yeah. We also had more Jimmy Olsen stories that we did later. Where
My
I think,
pal Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah, our Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen. But there was, I'm trying to remember, I think we had one where he, like, they had a robot that he fell in love with, remember, as a love interest of his.
It was in the closet?
Yeah, and then there was one.
Right? Wasn't the robot in the closet?
No, that, okay.
What was the one that was in the closet?
So we'll get to that. Okay. That's the, that was, ooh, that might have been the year before. It's a Superboy one.
Yeah, that was Superboy.
That was with Bizarro.
He was like hiding a bunch of shit in his closet.
It was Bizarro, and there was Superboy robots in there. Yeah.
That made me feel funny.
And he killed, he killed Bizarro.
Yes.
And all Bizarro wanted was love.
Bizarro, yeah. It came out that, like, literally in that story, Superman was just a murderer.
Yeah.
And he was terrible.
Yeah. Kind of like he is in these Superman's pals, Jimmy Olsen stories. We also did some more good Silver Age stuff. We talked about Fat Flash, which Gorilla. It was somehow Gorilla Grodd made him way over. Gorilla Grodd came or entered his brain somehow and caused him to like gain 1,000 pounds.
We've all been there.
Yeah. It was a really strange story, but funny at the time. It made for a weird kind of cover. But also, the joy of that episode, at least for me, one of my favorites was, I believe it was Batman 147, but how could we forget the tale of Bat Baby?
Bat Baby.
And I would argue maybe the greatest Batman villain of all time, which would be Garth the Renegade Scientist. Who,
you're going to have to remind me about Garth the Renegade
Scientist. So Garth the Renegade Scientist is the guy who created the ray that shrunk Batman down to the baby.
He was Dr. Shrinker.
Yeah, and then while he's being, they throw like a smoke pellet to escape while he's being shrunken down. But Garth thought this through and had a camera installed in the ray. So it took a picture of Batman as a baby, and he sent the picture out to the news and was like, hey, you guys need to know, or to the newspapers. He's like, hey, you guys need to know that this is what I've done to Batman. You should let the public know. And so they released the news story of like, oh, Batman can't fight crime anymore. He's a baby.
The issue to me is not that he sent it out. It's the fact that like Spider-Man and Batman both are in that world where it's about the newspaper.
Yeah.
Right? Well, Superman also, right? But they're really bad at news.
They are.
In both of those universes.
No, for sure.
Like they just take whatever comes along and just run with it. They don't vet it. They don't ask questions.
Nope.
They just go, oh, Superman's evil now. Bye.
Yeah. It's easier. It's easier to tell those stories.
Yeah.
It also includes Batman sliding down a ramp on like one of those toy horses and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Remember he had the mind and the strength of an adult. He just looked like a baby.
Yeah.
It was a great one there. I recommend like going back and reading it.
Do you remember the what were they called? They were like weird superheroes. It was like Birdman, not the Birdman, but it was Cuckoo Man. Baby Man.
No, I'm lost.
Really?
What is this?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll come back.
So that closed out. Oh, and then also in March, we covered something serious, and it was one of my actual favorite comic book stories, and that is the Justice League of America and the Tower of Babel, which was a Mark Waid story essentially where Ra's al Ghul steals all of Batman's kind of safety net plans for if things went wrong. Okay, they look familiar, but
The Mighty Heroes. Yeah, you had Strong Man, Rope Man, Baby Man, Cuckoo Man, and I don't remember what the other one was called. But anyway, Mighty Heroes. Yeah.
But Ra's al Ghul essentially takes Batman's countermeasures for all the members of the Justice League and uses it against them to render them useless.
Yeah, I do remember that. It was very good.
It was a really good story. So that's a solid one that I love, and you can go back and do that. April... we covered Justin Wright, who was another back in the old public domain days. But he tied a handkerchief around his face when he fought crime. He like blindfolded himself.
Oh yeah,
it was only like one issue.
Yeah,
And
that
then
was one of those old like 40s.
Yeah. And also around that time, we had Bingo the Amazing Kangaroo.
Oh, I do remember Bingo
because Bingo would talk and get angry and was very animated.
Bingo kicked somebody out of an airplane or something. Yeah.
Yes. Bingo was a murdering, crime-fighting kangaroo,
which is weird because those two things are juxtaposed. They shouldn't go together.
No, that's
you
very
shouldn't
true.
Be a murderer and a crime fighter. Talking to you, Batman.
Are you on YouTube?
Yeah.
I was thinking, but I should have planned this out more.
No,
it's no
good.
Biggie.
Go for it. What do you need?
I was wanting to see if we could find for the next one any of the clips from the Chuck Norris and the Karate Commandos of him giving advice. Because to close out April, we covered all of the Chuck Norris and the Karate Commando series. and we found out that he also did cartoons and gave advice. Yeah, it's like those there.
Yeah.
Beforehand, and it was just so great of like, you know, sometimes in life, you know, it'll give you lemonade. Or not it'll give you, but sometimes life will give you lemons, and it's up to you to make it, you know, into lemonade.
Sometimes
I remember
life
sometime,
will give you
diarrhea. Yeah, he's like, I remember sometime, I think they were the Claw, whoever they fought. I remember some one time when the Claw, you know, took us down somewhere, yada, yada, yada.
Chuck Norris.
But the intro is great.
Chuck Norris, man of action.
He just says his name like 17 times.
Chuck Norris stars in Chuck Norris Karate Commandos. Yeah. Chuck Norris, he's got nerves of steel and strength to match.
Chuck Norris. Discount for all the music. It is typical, like, late 80s, early 90s.
Chuck Norris with his team, Pepper.
It's too dangerous, Chuck.
What?
Too much.
I forgot about too much.
Demo, the Samurai Warrior. Reed, Chuck's teenage apprentice.
Chuck, I'm going to count
that. Tabe, a sumo champion. With Chuck Norris, they battle the sinister forces of the Claw.
It is the Claw.
And the ruthless Super Ninja.
Finish Norris!
Chuck Norris stars in Chuck Norris Karate Commandos.
So you like were very close,
10
dude.
Or 11, 10 right?
10 times. 10 times, yeah.
In like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So every 3 seconds, you're hearing a Chuck
that's
Norris.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
But
go
he,
Chuck Norris.
He
go.
Would also give, like, yeah, like,
yeah,
I remember
advice.
One time of, you know, when they sent us down to Florida and some kind of Gators. Oh, it was great. So... Oh, we found out that Steve Ditko, poor Steve Ditko, did art on one of those.
Oh, and the Chuck Norris thing?
Yeah, yeah, that was some of his late work, is that he had to draw some of the... And it's him working out, too,
he's just
before
working
he starts
one of those
talking.
Slide things, which is...
Have you ever made a mistake?
Nope.
Of course you have. We all have. Many times it's hard to face up to that mistake. Because it means you may be laughed at or punished.
He's all sweaty.
But when you do face up to your mistake and know you'll never do it again, then you become a much stronger person. And we needed all that strength on the island of the Walking Dead.
Mm. Not to be confused with The Walking Dead.
No. TM.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. So we, I loved that.
So stupid.
Oh, they were so bad, but they were so great.
They're very bad, but they're awesome.
At one point in time, too, I think, like, Reed was his son, like, adopted son.
Yes,
remember,
I
he had an adopted
that.
Son
yeah,
before
was,
they...
He was the son, and then all of a sudden, he was his apprentice.
They were like,
then,
this is kind of weird.
Then they, like, never mentioned it again.
He did. In May, we went down the music route. We covered Ice Ice Baby, the Vanilla Ice story, or at least up until 1992 when the comic came out. So we did not hit the downfall at all. It was all the rise.
There was nothing about him renovating homes in Florida. No,
but he still had gotten into enough problems by then.
Yeah.
But the Ninja Rap had just come out, so he was on top when we stopped there. We also
I just remember that one being like... they were trying to convince us what a streetwise person he was.
Yes.
But yet he was like, Mom, I'm going to do this thing or what, you
know. Yeah, they tried to do that, but then they would also like throw in just like disses because they were like, you know, he gave a name about being this super talented, you know, motorcycle racer. We never found any records. Like, that's just purposely.
That,
like,
it was like at the end of the comic, it was almost like, yeah, we've had enough of this guy. Yeah, that was,
oh, man.
Good stuff.
Those were great. And then we also had the X-Men. We covered a couple of the, like, specials that they would have in the Dallas Morning News or the Dallas Times Herald at the time.
We went to the State Fair.
That's the one we did the X-Men at the Texas State Fair. Yeah. Where Big Tex helped them.
See, it's funny. I really remember the ones that are branded with things.
Yes.
You know, like.
We also had the one, I don't think we got, or maybe it was the time before. That might have been last year. We did those PSA ones, too,
I
remember about
PSA.
The.
Spider-Man was trying to keep kids
from having
sex.
Yeah, there was one of those.
Yeah, that was
because
good.
It was an alien that was, oh, man, those were great. Also, another one that we got to that kind of fits in that branded one, and maybe you do or don't remember this one, but was... Craftsman Bolt-On Saves the Justice League.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Because I used to work at Sears. So, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's essentially like the Craftsman service guy was left in the Justice League headquarters to work on stuff when they invaded, and he took out
everything. Was like, you know, we got to go fight crime, but the Craftsman service guy is going to stay here and fix the fridge. Or, you know, it's, what?
And then we closed out May with, do you remember Brute Force? So Brute Force were the animal slash robots.
Yes. Like yes.
That
yes,
were all about environmental.
Yeah.
They were protectors of the environment. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. That was about the same time as like Captain Planet and stuff like that.
It was. And they fought other evil polluting animal machines.
Yeah. They fought the people who don't recycle.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. We'll go through June real quick and then we'll come back and close it out because we kept an animal theme. We did Animax next.
Which Chuck Norris would be pissed off if you don't recycle.
Hey, very much so. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like he's like pro.
Hey, you ever make a mistake? Mm-hmm. Of course you have. Yeah,
I don't. I'm Chuck Norris.
I'm Chuck Norris. Fuck you.
We did Animax. We did Animax, which was the animal cars that humans drove, but they had to wear the helmets to communicate.
Didn't like that either. Nope.
And then, like, they died, but it was really weird.
That was the one where we talked about how that they made it entirely so that they could spin it off into toys.
Yes, and, cartoon, and that's all they did.
And it never happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, they created the whole comic, and then nothing ever came from it. I'll go ahead, and we'll come back, and we'll close out with the rest of June, as well as I feel like I'm going in and out. Maybe it's my headphones.
I think you're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound fine
to me. But
it's that time of year.
We'll come back and close out our look at the rest of the year from the last half of June on right after this. Welcome back in to Bros, Foes, and Heroes, and it usually would be a year in review, but since it's the first of the year, it's still a year in review, but of 2023, looking back on all the things that we kind of covered and dove into, realizing a lot of crazy stuff, but a lot of fun.
The other thing is, like, you've made it. You've made it to 2024, folks.
Yeah.
You know, it was touch and go there since about 2019. 5 years back down the road, we've made it.
Back when the ukulele guy was having his banner
That's
year.
True. That's true. Oh, boy. I did.
I hope.
I really want to take a deep dive and find out where he's at.
I hope he's doing okay. Mm. Okay. Mike doesn't. I do. We closed out June. We'll wrap that up.
I didn't like that robe.
With Nightcat, which Nightcat was awesome for so many reasons. Because we got to listen to music from Nightcat, too. Well,
not only that, she's like a real person.
Yeah, it was a real person, Jacqueline Tavares, or at least that's what they named her in.
Yeah.
I can't see all. I don't know why it stays up here. Yeah. But
well, we've talked about that before. Like, I can't find my way home, but I can remember a commercial from 1972.
Exactly. Yeah. And so they took her and they branded her and they made an actual, like, album and made a song. Oh, yeah.
She was, there's pictures on the internet of her going and signing the covers and all that stuff.
So it's all out there. And
she had a whole tour. Yeah. Like, where she was actually performing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy that all that happened, but Stan Lee makes an appearance in it and talks about how he's going to make her the next big thing, but she's a crime fighter. Crime fighter / singing sensation. Well,
isn't she the one that, like, her dad doesn't know she's going out and singing at night?
And so, he's a cop, and it was against her.
And then he gets killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And then she goes on and has, like, the greatest concert of her life the night he dies.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, oh.
He dies protecting her, remember? Yeah. And he realizes then that,
my dad is dead. I got to go sing. Okay.
Oh, man. Then we get into July. We talked about it coming up for February, but we had more romance comics.
Yeah.
Always great because they're always ridiculous. We'll have more coming up for those.
Was that Too Fat for Love?
That was the first ones. Those were earlier. Okay. These were the ones we came back with through was like the one where I think like.
This was Dear God, Your Stubble?
No, that was the first one too. This was the one with the I was jailbait. And it was like the guy spanked her in front of
her. Yeah, in front of her parents. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's all strange. I do remember. It's all hilarious. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of great romance comics there, too.
Those branded ones, man. That's just my jam.
We're getting to another branded one, which is Marvel and the Electric Company.
Oh,
the different Spider-Man adventures. There was one where he fought the Tickler, who had like feathers taped to his fingers.
Yep. It was always such cheap props.
Yes.
Like, it was, okay, what do we got sitting around? Okay, you're the Tickler.
was he the one? Or no, maybe it wasn't the Tickler. Maybe it was the Jokester or something, because he like threw measles at people too.
Yeah,
right?
He had that.
It was a bag
thing.
It was just a bag of measles.
Yeah,
that's how. There was also the brick wall that he fought.
That's right. I forgot about that.
But they got into a fight out in the Mets game in the outfield, so they both got kicked out. So it ends with both of them sitting on the bench outside the Shea Stadium.
Yes. Yeah, Electric Company's a ridiculous show. If anybody out there doesn't know what we're talking about, just go on YouTube and look up the Electric Company from like the 70s.
Oh yeah,
ooh,
it was great, man.
Ooh,
that was fun. Then we also had
Morgan Freeman.
Oh yeah, he narrated some of those.
Count
Blackula, we went back and watched.
Yeah, and then he would do the narration of the
Spider-Man
stuff.
Ones.
Yeah,
the Whistler would scare criminals by whistling.
Yeah.
And then we also, for July, we did the origin of the Battletoads that was in the Nintendo Power issues.
I know a shiver goes right down my leg anytime somebody whistles.
It was like notes. Like, it would just, and they would all, like, they wouldn't be able to move.
I think we talked about petrify them in fear. During that, too, right?
We did.
Yeah.
Then we also covered the origin of the Battletoads from those two issues of Nintendo Power, which was kind of cool just to be able to look to a video game magazine.
Sure.
But,
yeah.
August. We went back to the 40s for a little short story about Angel and the Armless Tiger Man.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, this stuff's like all flooding back now.
Exactly. Yeah. See, when I was making this list, I was like, wow, we did all of this year.
We've done a lot.
We have. We also did an issue of Strange Adventures, and I did a couple of stories from there. One was The Man Who Could Vanish.
Yeah. So is that the one where he was drawing himself in the comic, or was that an earlier one also? Remember when the guy was like drawing his own fate?
Okay. So that was all in these Strange Adventures
that's what
here.
I thought. Yeah.
It was The Man Who Vanished, or maybe, no. That might have been the Halloween one we did from 2022 with I think it was a Tales from the Crypt, maybe.
Yeah, maybe it was.
That's the one, but where he drew his tombstone
he, like,
and
sees
he,
his
yeah.
own, like, yeah.
No, this was the one, The Guy Who Could Vanish, and it was also Mr. Wilkins Sees the Future.
Oh, I do remember
that. Where he had
that
magazine, and it was like he was on the cover, and he could never figure out why.
The most normal guy.
Yes,
or
that's
the most
what it ended up being.
In the
he
universe.
Did nothing
yeah.
extraordinary.
Yeah. He was like the non-extraordinary man.
But it's always fun to look back on those old ones. September, we kind of went down a little bit of a strange path for a couple weeks, but they
no
were
shit.
Fun. We always do. But the first one was Batman and Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, that was good.
I actually enjoyed
that.
Even the Batman story and the Looney Tunes story, because the Looney Tunes story was very Looney Tunes in there of how what you would want of like Batman getting, you know, the whole bat season argument with Bugs and stuff, and it was fun.
But it worked.
Yes.
Which was so weird to me.
And then, because I love at the end to trick Elmer, the two of them look at each other and they go, Robin season.
Yeah.
And he like has summoned the whole Bat family to distract Elmer.
Yeah.
And it's funny, but then the actual serious one that they did.
And Elmer's a drunk.
Yeah, in the serious?
Yeah.
He is. And Bugs is just kind of a
baller.
Asshole.
Yeah.
It's really good, though.
It is good.
And then the week after that, we did Wonder Woman and the Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah, that one wasn't as good.
It wasn't as good, but it wasn't bad.
He spoke to her in pictograms.
That's right. Like, she could read his thoughts. Yeah. I forgot about that. She could read his thoughts. They essentially retold then for the Looney Tunes story in that one, the whole Odyssey, or at least the Battle of Troy.
Yeah.
But it was solid still. We also started our kind of Marvel history look back, and that kind of covered...
Yeah.
At least a little bit through the rest of the year, we would have episodes here and there of just kind of at least setting up how Marvel got through the 60s and just telling, I think, a very interesting story there.
Oh, super interesting. Yeah, yeah. We did several episodes on that and then ended up the year with Beneath the Trees.
Yep, and that's
and that
so
kind of stuff. Yeah.
In October, we also covered the very first issue of Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah.
Got to see how that started, which was actually really cool to see the kind of birth of Marvel Comics, because that's the one that started it all, and see how they transitioned from those like monster comics and stuff into the superhero world. And it was just very interesting to see, and very different for its time.
And that was the one that got DC all riled up too, right?
Yeah. It's so like Fantastic Four is the reason that Marvel would eventually surpass DC and hasn't let go since.
But that's when they really started fighting.
They started, right there. We also covered, as Mike kind of brought up, Beneath the Trees, where nobody sees. We covered the first issue there in October for our Halloween.
Good stuff.
We just covered issue 2 a couple weeks ago here in December. I think we're enjoying it a lot. So I'm probably going to keep. We will keep covering that until it's over.
I love those.
The art, the story, all of it's great. Also in November, we covered pigs. That's true. In November, we covered Mr. Miracle issue introducing Funky Flashman.
Funky Flashman.
But also kind of got a little tease of Mr. Miracle as a character. We'll get into more in the month of January.
Yeah, we've been introduced to Mr. Miracle. We've been introduced to Big Barta.
Big Barta.
Big Barta, same thing.
Oberon, all those characters. Yeah, but all Michael of those Noam,
during that one, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And this is the same Big Barta that...
Kirby
Superman tried to
because of that I can't remember that guy's name. It was like Sludge or something. Some alien tried to Sludge. Talk Superman into a sex tape. That's back when you can go listen to it. It's Action Comics 587, I think.
Ooh, boy.
Superman and My Wife, I'm pretty sure, is the title of
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
Also in November, speaking of Superman, we did Superman Speeding Bullet.
Oh yeah.
Which was if essentially Superman landed in Gotham and was found by the Waynes.
He was Batman Superman. That was cool.
It was cool. I enjoyed that. And it was really fun until Lex Luthor turned into the Joker. No, it wasn't even Lex Luthor turning into the Joker. It was the helicopter.
He just has a propeller bust out of his ass.
He kind of turned into Inspector Jack.
Inspector Gadget. A bit. Yeah. Was that the Claw also in the Inspector Gadget?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Our Professor Claw, Dr. Claw, something like that. And then for December, we closed out with the Beneath the Trees issue 2. And then we did not one, but two different Woolworths Christmas books.
We did. And those were fun. Enjoyed them quite a bit. And I can remember those because they were just like yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like yesterday.
Or maybe 2 days ago.
Maybe.
Huh.
Yeah. So there you go. That was the year we had. And then
it was great, man. I really always enjoyed doing the show with you. The fact that you're here now as part of Rogue Media is a big, big deal.
It is. It makes it easier for us to get this
done.
It does
definitely make it easier for us to record. We don't have to do it on Saturdays anymore or Sundays. And I think that going forward, you and I are going to find some really cool projects to work on.
I think so,
because
too.
You're here. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of sports stuff coming, but I think there's some weird stuff coming, too.
I think there's some weird stuff, and I think there's some cool stuff even here on the nerdy side of this stuff that we can do, too.
So I'll keep making weird stuff and dragging you through it.
Oh, and I will gladly just let you drag me with it. But so there you go. That was 2023.
It was great.
We're going to have a lot of great stuff coming up in 2024. I kind of teased what's coming up in January, but I can tell you we have just as much craziness. Since we're going to do something more serious, I have plans for the ridiculous things to follow as well, including a book that I don't know if you've ever heard of called Marvel, which is like a 7-issue series back in the early 2000s, I want to say.
Okay.
Bill Gemmis, who was the president of Marvel at the time, who never wrote a comic before, they essentially had a competition between themselves. It was, I'm trying to remember, I think it was...
So was he an artist or what was
No, he wasn't. Like, he just wrote the book.
He's just a guy?
Yeah, he was the... he was just high up in Marvel.
Oh.
And
he had never written a comic book, but he wrote
And he thought that anybody could do it. And it, like, starts as, like, it makes fun of DC the whole time.
Yeah.
And, like, Ted Turner. And then it just, like, spans into, like, his thoughts on the creation of life. And it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. Mm-hmm. It has terrible jokes. Yeah. Like, and it was printed by Marvel. They thought that it would be a thing, to the point where the last, like, issue 7, I'm pretty sure, is just the guidelines and the instructions for how to enter Marvel's writing contest. Like, they didn't even, and it was all just based off of a bet with, like, Peter David and Captain Marvel, to where Jimis kind of thought, like, oh, I bet you I can outsell you even never doing anything like that.
Wow.
It's all kind of, it is bad. I have that saved for this year.
That'd be cool.
I have a lot of things like that. So there's a ton of craziness for us to get into, tons of things to look forward to. But as always, we appreciate you guys being along
Absolutely.
For the ride.
Yeah.
And
have a great 2024.
For sure.
Keep listening to podcasts, please.
Keep rocking in the free world.
Keep rocking in the free world. And we're pretty well wrapping this up, right?
Yeah, we are. I'll just say we appreciate you listening as always.
Yeah.
And until next time, stay safe, everybody.
Golly con, but here's Tom Waits. this guy get popular?
I can't say anything. I love Bob Dylan.
Well, I mean,
I actually like a lot of Tom Waits songs too.
Tom Waits, I've never been a huge fan of.
So,
but he's got that one song, Big in Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song. It's just him saying, I'm big in Japan. About it.
I like this. There's a gruff kind of realness to it. I like it.
It's definitely real. I always thought it was a character, you know?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think it's probably like 7 packs a day. I don't know how much.
Do you remember that coffee and cigarettes movie that Jim Jarmusch made? It's all in black and white. It's got Bill Murray in it, Tom Waits in it, all that
vaguely
stuff. They're just like sitting in a coffee shop a lot of the time, smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee and talking to each other.
No.
Anyway. Huh. Yeah, I don't know why I brought that up.
I don't know. That's a perfect place to end. All right, bye, like everybody.
It. Bye.
Pros and heroes. Gonna tell you about pros and foes and heroes. Gonna tell you about.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.